This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Lowe's sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.
Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to Friendship Frequency, the podcast where we talk about our everyday real life struggles. We get vulnerable. We discuss the things that we're going through, what works for us. We invite you guys to join us on this journey. I'm Tab.
And I'm Aaron.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. All right, y'all. Tonight we are talking about navigating adult friendships. Some of you may be thinking to yourself, wow, like, what a different topic. But honestly, I just was about to tell Aaron before we came on that I think that this is something that is not talked about enough. It is difficult to maintain close, quality, genuine friendships as you become an adult and get older. Life takes over, responsibilities take over, and it gets a little tricky to navigate. So this was also a special request for us to cover from one of our listeners. So shout out to her. We appreciate the feedback. We hope that you find some value in this. And yeah, let's get into it. Right. So personal friendships, or not even personal, let's just say adult friendships. It's like I said, it sounds super easy. Like, oh yeah, you should just be able to make friends. It really is difficult sometimes. And the importance of those friendships, I think people don't even realize until you realize that you don't have those friendships and that you are missing people in your inner circle that you can confide in. What do you think, Aaron, that the importance of the friendships and that you have in your life are?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Friendships are huge. You know, whether you're going through trying times in life, you know, having those friends there to support you. I myself have struggled throughout my life. Like, I have no lifelong friends. Like, there's a lot of people that have friends from high school. And I think it's a two-way street when it comes to friendships. Like, it's got to come from both sides. And
oh, for sure.
I've never been good at reaching out or keeping in touch with people. So, you know, mine and your relationship, you know, means the world to me. 'Cause it's like, I mean, we chat on a daily basis. We check in with each other. And I definitely think that's key. And, you know, I could definitely benefit from this episode on having to keep, you know, learning how to keep those relationships that are important. You know, one for mental health and well-being, and life is pretty lonely when you don't have those friends around. So
true. No, I agree. I think, you know, I have had some friends in my life that I've had for years. You know, my best friend Jennifer and I are going on 17, almost 18 years.
Right.
And her and I met when Jason was still active duty and her husband was stationed with Jason. It is crazy as it sounds, we trauma bonded. And that's not necessarily the most healthy way to make friendships, but, you know, not trauma in the sense that something happened to either one of us, but our husbands deployed and we were military wives together at the same time and raising kids together. You know, when your husbands deploy, you become friends with whoever's closest to you and going through it, and you support each other through that time and help raise each other's kids and, you know, things like that. So I have a few like really close friends that I've been friends with for years. And then, you know, we can go months without talking to each other. And then we can pick right up where we left off and never skip a beat. I'm super grateful for those. Mine and your friendship is one I didn't see coming. Two was just like automatic from the jump.
It's crazy. To look
I
back
saw
on
you.
It.
Yeah. I saw you in Vegas and I was like, hey, Aaron. And just out of the blue and just attached myself and just have been stuck to you ever since. So, you know, it's, I think having friends that are good quality friends, you know, you need that, like you said, for mental health, for the support. Mm. But I also think it's just as important to have those friends that aren't afraid to call you out when you're not being your best self or you're looking at a situation maybe in a not so healthy way or whatever, but that can call you out for that. And to me, that's what real friendships are. And that's important, you know, especially as adults, we get caught up in everyday responsibilities and just the ins and outs of getting through the day. And when you don't have someone that you can just kind of vent to, like you said, lonely is the key word that comes to mind. And dude, that's an ugly place. Nobody wants to be there. So, you know, it's, I think friendships are important. And I'm like you, I have a tendency to, especially if I'm super busy, like I struggle reaching out. But I do believe that if it's a friendship that's near and dear to you, you will. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, I think a lot of people in my life, I think, you know, there's those real friends and then those people that are there that just take and take.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they get what they need, they kind of go away.
Yep.
You know, so it's a struggle. Like, I meant to meet quality people, like I think the saying is true about keeping your circle small.
Mm.
For sure. I have a ton of acquaintances, you know, that I've met through recovery and, you know, the side business. But I think a lot of those relationships, well, I know for a fact that, you know, in recovery, you know, the key is you got to stay sober.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you make that decision to not stick around, you know, a lot of those friendships disappear because they can't, you know, risk their sobriety to
right,
you know, hang around somebody that's drinking. So, and I've experienced that, you know, I had 5 years of sobriety and was really involved and made the decision to go back out because I didn't have the defense against that first drink. And all those friends went away except for one person that basically I've known for 24 years. I met him when I first got sober. We stayed friends, but it's that type of relationship that they feed on drama and negativity. Mm-hmm. And they kept me around, and they even made the comment of, oh, you're much funner when you're drinking.
Wow.
So, wow. Right.
As protective as I am over you, that bothers me. Like yeah, that. Did. Yeah.
Now that I look back at it too, it bothers me too. And, you know, now where I'm in a good place in my life, I choose to keep that friendship at a distance. Like,
yeah.
we still talk on occasional basis, but it's not a relationship that I seek out when I'm in a,
yeah,
positive space.
I mean, that's the thing with toxic friendships. There is a such thing.
Yeah.
There is a such thing as toxic friendships, just like toxic relationships. And it's those people that it's constant and there's always something. Like, it will suck the life out of you. Mm-hmm. It does. And you have to know boundaries and you have to know when to say no. And sometimes that's difficult because you love that other person, you know, as your friend and want to help them and want to see good things for them, but they continuously put themselves back in that toxic place and you don't know what to do with it. You know what I mean? So I've had to be able to build those walls up around me to protect myself and to protect my own peace, I think. And it took me a hot minute to learn that, one, it was okay to do that, and two, how to do that without, yeah, you know, without just completely cutting everything off. I still love that person, send them love, want the best things for them, but I have to keep you at a distance because I can't do it. I can't do it. So yeah, that's valid. I think another something that's not talked about enough, honestly. Right. Mm-hmm. How, like, let's say hypothetically you and I wanted to go out and we wanted to make friends. Like, we just wanted to go out for the day, hang out, meet some new people. What would you suggest and where would we start at?
I mean, I would suggest like social events. There's a lot of networking events out there that, you know, are just people looking to connect and meet new people. I've met some good friends going to networking events, get involved in a side business that pursues personal development is really huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not a drinker, so I'm not going to suggest you go to the bar because most people that hang out at bars are,
right, right,
you're not going to find the best quality. But, you know, social networking events, you know, I like to try to stay healthy. So, you know, whenever there's those 5Ks to raise money for something, that's a good idea on meeting people that kind of have a common interest, or even like social media groups.
Yeah.
Like if you're a crafter or you love cats or dogs, join a group that, is all about cats or dogs. And
yeah,
it's, to me, how about you? What do you think are so great?
Definitely same lines along the same lines. You know, you and I have a lot of similar acquaintances, a lot of friends because of our side business. But you and I also, you started a walking group that we do every Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we've met a ton of people from that, like,
yeah,
that have become really close friends to us. Shout out PNW Walking Group. If you want to join us on Saturdays at Rogner Park in Auburn, Washington, we meet in the parking lot at 8 a.m. and we start walking at 8:15. If you would like to find us, we are on Facebook, Instagram. Come join us. It's a good time. Good time.
And how did I forget about that?
I know. But like, we do the walking group, you know, we go to different social stuff, you know, the joy hour, that's another one that we do, you know, just different events that are local to our area. Oddly enough, like work, I have really good friends that I work with, in my normal everyday 9-to-5 job. But even in that, like recently, someone was hired as my counterpart, to cover the other states in my region. And, her and I just got on the phone and talked just so we could meet each other over the phone. And she's like me made over, like her. I don't want to shout her name out until I get permission to do so, but, she's a motivational speaker. She's written a book. Like, she's super same mindset as us. I just love her to death, and we've already, you know, coined each other sisters from another mister. And, you know, I started saying yes.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
To invites and to hang out at people's houses and, or let's go have lunch, let's do coffee, you know, same thing for me, recovery as well. I just started saying yes and stopped letting myself get so isolated, because I think it's real. The isolation is real, especially if you're not in a good place mentally.
Yeah, 100%. And, force yourself to get out there.
Yeah, serious. And it's, listen, let's be real, y'all. This is what we do. It's super awkward and it's super uncomfortable at first. But the more you do it and the more often you go and people start to recognize you, or, hey, aren't you such and such from so and so? And you start to realize you have things in common with people, or maybe you both have kids and you set up a play date with your kids or go walk, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. You know, you just get involved in your community around you, school activities. I mean, there's different things for everybody, and you just start saying yes. As awkward and as weird as it feels at first, you just start saying yes and you just start showing up. And then, you know, somehow the universe makes it happen. Like, they put people in your path that you're supposed to come across, and you find your tribe. That's what happens. You know, we say, find your people, find your tribe. Aaron is my tribe. Like, luckily, thank God, the universe put us in each other's paths, and here we are. But, you know, it doesn't have to be like so planned out and so methodical. You just show up and you have fun and make the best of the situation. And, you know, people will start to gravitate towards you. That's just kind of what happens naturally. So it's not, I shouldn't say it's not easy or it's easier for me. For me, I am a talker, in case you guys have not noticed. So I don't struggle with this, but I also know people around me that do. And so I personally, because I am the talker, make a point to speak to everyone around me. And hopefully the other talkers in these situations will start to do the same and come to the people that are not so talkative or not so outgoing. You know, if I would have never spoke to Aaron, this may not ever have been happening, you guys. But I just went to Aaron, was like, hey, and here we are. So,
yeah, because I don't like to put, you know, and you got to get out of your comfort zone, like Tabitha was talking about. Like, I make it a point, like every Saturday on the walking group, that when somebody's walking by, to say hi, good morning, or whatever. I think as a society, we've got away from, you know, the fast bustling life, is that we don't even look people in the eye when we're walking or even say hi. You know, that simple gesture could mean a lot to somebody.
Facts. I think it's that. And I think it's the social media.
Yeah.
People have stopped talking face to face and are more comfortable behind a keyboard, and you lose that connection, that genuine person to person connection.
Yeah. So 100%.
And he does, y'all. He speaks to everybody. I don't. Ironically enough, I do not. I am focusing on not stroking out and breathing. So Aaron makes sure he speaks to everyone. I kind of look up, throw a smile, back to breathing.
So what do you think are some life challenges that we kind of have to push through to still make those friendships work?
I definitely think if you're a parent and you have kids, that is definitely a challenge. I've also known parents that were only friends with their kids' friends' parents, if that makes sense. I never was one of those parents. I don't think it's good or bad either way. But I think finding the time is always a challenge for everybody, whether you have kids or not, depending on what you have going on in your life. Time, stepping outside of your comfort zone, like sometimes that's paralyzing for people. And my motto is, what is the worst that could happen, you guys? If you are kind to someone and you say hello and you don't get a response back, cool. All you did was put more kindness in the world and let them go on about their day. You definitely have to step outside your comfort zone if you are a person that is shy or doesn't like to speak very often. You know, as adults, work takes a lot of our time for all of us. And I think, you know, you just have to make the time. You have to make the, and once you do and you find a person, like, nurture that relationship. You know, hey, how was your day? Or hey, you know, are you busy this weekend? Let's do lunch. Let's go get our nails done. Let's do whatever. You know, whatever it is that you guys connect on, you definitely want to make sure that you're nurturing that. But
that,
yeah,
that goes along the lines of like marriages and relationships too, is like,
yeah,
to make those things work, you gotta put in the effort to make them work. You gotta set date nights.
Dude, yeah.
Communication is key.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if it's just a quick, hey, thinking about you, hope your day is going good. You know, just something that simple. You just have to, you know, check in and create a safe space for the other person and for them to be who they are and for you to be who you are. And I think it naturally evolves, you know, over time. But I definitely think that sometimes the challenges can slow us down or stop us because they seem so scary. But listen, if you need friends, listen, I talk to everybody. Message me. I love messages. I love everybody. Talk to me.
Right.
It's funny that you mentioned marriages too, because Jason, who is my husband, is my complete opposite. He is more along the lines of Aaron, where he doesn't speak a whole lot and he's shyer. I'm kind of the mouthpiece of the relationship, and he'll have a busy day at work or something, and he'll come home and I'll just talk. And he'll sit and listen to me and listen. And then I'll say, you don't have anything to say. And he'll say, babe, I have exceeded my word limit for the day. And to me, that says, okay, he's had enough. Like, let him, you know, it's right. That communication.
Yeah. That goes along the lines of that story Jamie Kermeline talked about in Worthy, about, you know, in a relationship, like the first thing before you go in, you ask the person, are you in the capacity to receive what I need to tell you, before you just ramble in on, you know, you're dumping your whole day on a person. And then I've never been married, so I can't.
That was such a huge thing for Jason and I, like in our marriage. And just that little tidbit of information. And it's, I still am not the best at it. He will walk through the door and I will unload the full day on him. It's not always, it's not necessarily bad. It's just, I'm telling him about my day. And, you know, I've gotten better about kind of giving him some space and giving him some time when he comes home and, you know, seeing, to see where he's at and what his day was like first. And then that will kind of judge where I'm going to go with mine next. But yeah, that communication is, it's key. Listen, a lot of people don't know this. Yes, Aaron, I'm going to talk about our fight. A lot of people don't know this, but it has not always been rainbows and butterflies between Aaron and I, okay? There was a time where, and Aaron laughs because it was not as serious to him, but to me, I was pissed. Like, there was a time where Aaron called me out for something, and, you know, I took it as a personal attack on me. And really all Aaron was doing was trying to make me see that I was doing for everyone else instead of myself. And things might have went a little crazy. Like,
it would have helped if I finished the sentence I was trying to say too.
Yes. So. I.e., if you message Aaron and you're not sure what he's talking about, please ask him. Because if you don't, it will turn into a whole unnecessary argument.
What I wanted to say is, when are you going to start showing up for yourself? You're always showing up for other people. What actually I typed was, when are you going to start showing up?
Yeah. When are you going to start showing up?
Yeah.
And I was like, this motherfucker. No, he didn't.
And I could tell the silence. I knew she was pissed through text message. Because she went silent. And I'm like, oh, did that hit a nerve?
I was like, this mother... No, he didn't. I was like, what are you saying? I show up for everything. And then he clarified, I mean, when are you going to start showing up for you? Well, by then I was already mad. So I didn't hear any of that. Like, but we made it through it, clearly. And we laugh about it now, because it was probably one of the most realist moments of our friendship so far. And I think we needed to go through that. Like, that was our first conflict that we had to navigate through. And it was definitely... It opened the door for me and Aaron to kind of just be, you know what? I don't give a shit if you get mad. Here's the real deal. this is what's really going on. This is what it looks like. Now tell me where you are with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that takes us into the whole navigating conflict in friendships. Like, what? Dude, sometimes it's hard. Like, sometimes you have worse fights with your friends than you do your own significant other. Like, that's real.
Right.
Because you're that close to that person, it almost feels like the same type of hurt, I think. Have you had knockdown dragouts with people before, Aaron, that you were, like, friends with?
Yeah, the toxic relationship, I would say, that I talked about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, without saying names, I took the day off of work to go pick them up after surgery, take them home, and I was going to stay over at their place for a couple days because they needed somebody to monitor them. And I didn't actually take the day off. I was going to work remote from their place, and they were so wanting pain medication, and we basically were almost fighting. We were screaming and yelling at each other as I'm driving down the freeway.
Oh my God.
You know, we were about to throw blows driving down 167, and we didn't talk to each other after that for probably 6 months.
Wow.
And but I think that was, you know, remembering back, like off the top of my head, I think that's the only time that I've had that big of a fight with a friend, that both of us kept resentments for a long time. And I mean, I definitely tried reaching out. Like, there is a huge fire out in Ording Bonnie Lake a few years ago, and it was pretty close to their house, and I, you know, reached out, you know, set that stuff aside and reached out to be like, hey, you good? Your place burnt down? And no response, but, you know, we still have that relationship, whether it would be toxics or not, but I still keep them at a distance. So
Dude, that's rough, especially around that subject, like that topic, you know, especially, that would be rough. That would be rough. I think for me, and listen, I'm not saying this is what anybody needs to do. I'm just saying this is what I have done in the past. And I don't necessarily know that it's been the healthiest way to deal with it. So take this with a grain of salt. I'm learning now. I had a tendency to cut people off. Boom. You never existed. And it was easier for me to do that, so I didn't have to deal with the conflict and didn't have to have the hard conversations or whatever. I'm learning now that that's probably not the healthiest way to deal with it. So, you know, I have went back to some friendships that, you know, there was a couple of bad moments in, and you know, it just I'm such a loving person that I just, when I see that other person struggle, I just want to love on them, and that's not always necessarily a good thing on my side either, but it makes me miss that person and makes me think about the potential of that person. And I fall in love with people's potential. And I think you have to be able to discern the difference. And sometimes that's really hard. It's really hard. But I've learned that, one, I have to protect my peace and sanity. Two, I always try and go at people with love, with the intention of love now. Even if we don't get along, I still wish you love. And I still want good things for you. But sometimes you just have to let it go. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, there's no ill will. There's no no hate, no resentment, none of that. It's just, I wish you love and I wish you the very best. And I hope everything works out for you. And you have to be okay with that. And, but yeah, there's definitely been some times with my friend Jennifer, and I'm sure she will probably listen to this podcast. Hey, girl.
What up, Jennifer?
And Aaron has seen her and I in person and together in person. It's a different dynamic, you guys. She is, my thick Texas accent comes back. For those of you that don't know, I was born and raised there. It's like I can get around her and that accent comes right back. The craziness comes right back. We have a blast together, but her and I have also been through some knockdown dragouts. And it's, we always go back to each other. I don't think her and I will ever not figure it out. But you know, we make sure that we don't say things that we can't come back from too. That's a hard line for both of us. You know, you don't say things that you can't come back from. And most of the fights or arguments that her and I have got into is because we wanted better for the other one and the other one wasn't willing to do it at that moment. If that makes sense. So I just love her. She's one of the best people in the world. She is stubborn. Like, I cannot tell y'all. And you mix my stubborn with her stubborn, and sometimes it gets a little heated. Like, I'm just saying.
I was about to say, don't forget about that stubbornness. I think we all got it, though, to a certain degree.
For real. It, especially, like, depending on the topic, like, listen, there are some things I will die on that hill. Like, and I don't right. know that that's a good thing, but, like, if I'm that passionate about it, like, yeah, we'll talk it till it's dead and mm-hmm. times five before I'll give up on it, for sure. So... What right. about evolving friendships? So, like, you've been friends with this person for X amount of years, and mm-hmm. now maybe they're moving into a different season in their life, or you're moving into a different season in your life. What are some things that we can do that will keep those friendships intact? And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same, but what can we do to kind of keep that friendship intact?
I mean, I think it's important to make time for some communication. Like, let's say a friend moves away or whatever, you know, make it a point to check in on that person, you know, call them, text them, whatever. You know, even I'm not huge on writing letters, but simply writing a small letter to a friend,
yeah,
and sending it, let them know you're thinking of them.
Or, that's such a personal thing. Like, if you're writing letters, like, that's such a personal touch.
Right.
People don't do that enough now. I mean, and me too, me included. Like, I don't either. But that's such a personal touch, a very heartfelt personal touch.
Yeah. Send flowers, send the favorite snack. You know, if you guys are close by, you know, like a lot of relationships in my life, people get in relationships and their priorities change. And, you know, so it's, but it also comes with accepting that change that the friendship may have run its course. And be okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, especially like, obviously Jennifer and I are long distance and how I said we can go months without talking to each other. She's got kids. I have kids. We're both busy in our separate lives, but she'll send me TikToks or I'll send her a video or, you know, just something. We both have these, I bought them at a store one time. They're little heart-shaped yellow stones with like bursts of color in them. And she has one and I have one. And periodically we'll send pictures of just the stone to each other. No words needed. Just, I'm thinking about you, you know. You just have to make it. It looks different now, you know. Like if you or I were to move away, first and foremost, let's just go ahead and establish that's never going to happen. But if, God forbid, it did, you just have to make a point to make sure you're touching base with that person. And like you said, the flowers or just anything. You guys, let me tell you about one of the gifts that Aaron got me one time. I think it was my birthday or anniversary, something. I think it was my birthday.
Are you talking about the glass thing?
Yeah.
That was for Christmas.
Oh, it was Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
So Aaron got me this little glass cube, but it's got mine and Jason's picture engraved on the inside of it. And it's from when we went to this comedy show with Aaron, and it's a picture from that. And you set it on this little light stand thing and it lights it up and it shows the picture of Jason and I. Like, come on, you guys. Girls don't even get me gifts that good. Are you kidding? That was awesome. But just the small little, you know, things that you would do, and it's okay that it's changing. It's okay that you're both going in different seasons. You just choose to navigate it. And I mean, even if you have to have the conversation of, okay, every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to get on the phone or text message, whatever form of communication you choose. And we're going to check in every Tuesday night, you know, for the first little while, or just that communication of how it's going to work. And if something comes up, let the other person know. You want to respect their time as much as they respect your time. It is tricky to have those healthy adult relationships, but I think it's some of the best friendships you'll ever have too. Like if you can navigate it and really make it work and it be a really good quality friendship, like Aaron would be lost without me, y'all.
Lost. Let's be real.
I would be lost without him too, but
no.
We have to make a point for him and I, you know, outside of the podcast, outside of the walking group, outside of our side hustle, we have a whole separate friendship that we don't even have to talk about any of that. And we still are good, you know? So
I mean, I think you really have to put in the effort to nurture relationships. Like, I can't, like, emphasize that enough. It's just like planting a seed in the ground is that you have to give it water and you have to give it light for that.
Yeah.
You know, to bloom, just like a baby, you got to feed the baby and nurture it for it to grow.
Yeah.
You have to do that with the relationships to make it work. And it has to be two-sided too. Like, it can't just be one person.
Yeah.
You know, putting in the effort, because, you know, that gets old after a while.
Well, that's what starts to build the resentment. Yeah. You know, when you feel like you're the only one reaching out and the only one saying anything, then that's where the resentment starts to creep in and you start to question everything. Like, how genuine is it really?
Right.
So, yeah, no, I agree 100%. What would be some action steps that we could give people, or action steps that have worked for us and that we can recommend for people that are looking to make new connections, looking to make new friends, and, you know, that kind of thing?
I would say, you know, to connect I'm going to pause that and cut that part out because I'm thinking. that's the beauty of getting to edit. But,
right.
I encourage people to reach out to someone they haven't connected with in a while and try new activities to meet, you know, potential friends and, you know, nurture that relationship. Get out of your comfort zone. Do something nice for somebody else.
That part.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think those are awesome steps. That's, I mean, especially reaching out to someone that you haven't talked to in a while. Like, that's healing, y'all.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the situation was, regardless of what happened, I had to do it. It's not the funnest thing, but I started to really miss that person. And just, you know, when that person was being real and was genuine, like, I missed that person. Mm. And so I just reached out and, you know, I see you. Like, if that's all you can say to start with, that's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Because we don't want, you know, life doesn't last forever, and we don't want to regret not reaching out to somebody that we haven't talked to in a long time. And, you know, God forbid they pass away.
Oh my God, seriously. You know? That'd be, I don't want that on my heart. You know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah, that's, And I just encourage everybody to, like, get out in your community, like, go meet your neighbors. Or, you know, I live in what I call the Stepford Wives community. We have an HOA. Oh my God, you guys. But, like, I encourage, you know, we have, like, little get-togethers in our neighborhood or, like, a community garage sale or whatever. And I don't really participate in any of it, but I at least go outside and, hey, how you doing? You know, like, your kids are bad as hell. I wish you would do something about that. Like, whatever, you know, just speak to people. And if you're in a restaurant or, you know, just approach everybody with love, send everybody love and say, hi, how are you doing? You know, small talk sometimes will lead into the, you never know, like, you just never know. So just reach out. If you're listening and you're like Aaron or you're like me and just send everybody, listen, you can message me anytime. I'm always like, hey, how you doing? I'll be your biggest cheerleader, but I also will love you enough to tell you the truth. So just putting that out there. And, you know, this world is, it's crazy enough without having to go through it alone. So don't ever feel like you're alone. Meet us at the walking group, get your workout on with us. If you're local, you know, and just start one in your own freaking neighborhood, if that's what you want to do. So, yeah, I just want everybody to know that it's okay to be in that season of your life. It's okay for me to go through this busy season and to not always have the amount of time that I want to, but I make sure that I keep my circle healthy and that I'm reaching out to those people and they know that I care about them. And they also know if you need me, without a shadow of a doubt, I show up, period. End of discussion. Like, you don't call me and say I need and not me not come through. So that's what it is.
That's facts.
Facts, baby. So on that note, Aaron, you want to take us out, my friend?
Do it.
You got anything else? Any words of wisdom, Jedi, that we need to hear?
No, we just appreciate you all listening and for the support, the suggestions, keep them coming. We love Absolutely. To hear them. And we appreciate you all because we couldn't do it without you guys.
So, amen. That part.
Right. Yeah. So, please like, subscribe, follow, and share on all platforms. And don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topics. We are here to offer hope to anyone. We cannot do this without you guys. So until next week, I am Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. And this is who we are. And this is what we do. Peace out. Love y'all.